I pray you are having a wonderful week and you're getting ready for Christmas. It's just around the corner. We must have a Jesus-filled Christmas, though, a spiritual Christmas. And last week I began teaching from the Christmas story some of the hardships and things that Mary had to overcome. In fact, when you talk about the hardships, it was her identity. This woman, bless her heart, she grew up in Nazareth, a place that nobody wanted to be from. If you lived there in those days, if you lived in Israel in those days, nobody wanted to be from Nazareth. It had a questionable reputation, but she had no choice. Poor people lived in Nazareth. Not only that, her name meant bitter. Mary means bitter. On and on it goes. She suffered rejection when she told Joseph, and possibly, we don't know, she could have had rejection from her family as well. We know that the angel had to appear to Joseph before he did the right thing by Mary. She had so many disappointments. She had hardships. Think about traveling 9 months pregnant. It says she was great with child from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which is around 100 miles of hilly country. Yeah, I mean, this was not a smooth trip. Many believe she was riding on a donkey. And so can you imagine riding a donkey for 100 miles? I can't hardly imagine that. When I was 9 months pregnant, I had 2 big babies. Both of my children were very large at birth, and it was tough. And here she had hardships. The hardship of giving birth in a stable or a cave. I mean, there are flies in those places. It wasn't in the wintertime. Don't want to burst your bubble. It was in the springtime when Jesus was born. There were flies. It was smelly. Can you imagine how Joseph must have felt having to help Mary give birth to the Messiah in such a lowly place? I wonder, how did she overcome? How did she do all that she did for God? Well, I think the first thing is that she was a virtuous woman. She was a virgin. She was pure. She had not been with a man. She lived holy and right before her God. I know there are some people today, and they will say, well, you know, sex before marriage, that's not a big deal. God spoke against it. But that was back when there wasn't, you know, birth control or et cetera. But since there's birth control, it's okay if you love one another to have sex. That's not okay. The Bible's very clear. Adulterers, fornicators, homosexuals, those that are unclean, sodomites, all of those will have their place in the lake of fire. If you are in sin today, living with somebody that is not your husband or wife in a heterosexual marriage, then the Word of God is speaking very clearly to you that you are in sin. There's no justification. I don't care if your wedding is next week. You don't have sex until the minister or whoever pronounces you man and wife. The Bible is clear. Mary was a virtuous woman. When you live right before God, there is a strength that comes into your life that when you face hardships, you know that God is going to uphold you. You know that the Lord is going to fight for you. I want to encourage you today, if you have sin in your life, if you're living in sin, repent of that sin today. Ask Jesus into your heart and life. If you are a Christian and you're living in sin, repent of that. Turn from that today, because we're living in a day and an hour that we're going to need to know God like never before. I want to ask you, my friends, Christmas is just a few days away, and we want to send our partners a gift for standing with us this month of December. When we receive your monthly pledge of $20 or more, in turn, we're going to send you the DVD Up Close. Yeah, and personal, behind the scenes, in the studio. And this will be with some of your favorite artists recording their music. You will love it. When we hear from you, we'll get that right back to you. You can enjoy it with your family that's in for the holidays. Write to us today. Pray and ask God what He would have you to do. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or He's Alive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.